a little crisscross applesauce gets us in the mood. Yacht Rock for SailSportTalk.com. Rick Tittle with you. 9:40 on Tuesdays with Pacific time is our customary slot. And there are two bigwigs over at SailSportTalk.com. Karen Lyle and Patty Mangan. And since it is a special Christmas Eve episode, we have them both. Ladies, thanks for coming by.
Absolutely. Hello. Merry Christmas.
All right. And
Merry Christmas, happy holidays all around the world.
Yes, happy holidays. Karen, let's start with you because we know we've been following the Vendée. It's very exciting. Pip Hare is a friend. Updates, please.
You know, Pip Hare's boat was dismasted and she basically, what that means is the mast just snapped off while she was sailing. And so she was an amazing sailor, because here she is single-handing. She's out there in the middle, you know, coming up to Cape Horn, and all of a sudden the mast snaps off. And
was that because of high winds?
You know, at the time she didn't know why. I've had a boom break underway, and we didn't find out till later there was like a structural problem inside the metal. There'll probably have to be some examination to find out why, because you don't always know why these things happen.
Wow.
But she's safe, so I want everyone to know who is following Pip Hare and just loves her, because I consider her a friend and somebody that I'm really sorry for her that this happened. I mean, sorry that this happened, not for her, but admiring of her skill to be able to pull the boat through this, and also herself, because she's not injured, and other than the mast having snapped off, she's able to sail. She's going to Tasmania right now. She just took the mast, part of the mast, you know, and made a jury-rigged jib, you know, mast up at the very front of the boat at the bow with a small sail, and is basically sailing very slowly, hauling the water towards land.
Wow.
And so it, you know, it was pretty devastating for her. And we actually have a clip of her talking about this experience, and maybe just hearing from her right after it happened might be the best thing to do.
Hi everyone. I think you've probably all heard by now that it's not good news for Medallia today. About 5 hours ago, I dismasted. I don't know what happened. Medallia just took off, landed, and when it landed, the mast came down in two pieces. And so that's the end of our 2024 Vendée Globe race. I'm absolutely fine, physically fine, and the boat's pretty unscathed as well. I worked for about 3 hours to clean all the mess up, and I've managed to get a jury rig up. We now actually need to have just sailing along, doing about 4 knots. I've got 700 miles for the nearest point of land, so I've got a little bit of time to think about where I'm going. I don't think right now I can unpack how I feel. It's just a case of doing the practical things to look after me and the boat, and making some progress towards the shore so that we can sort this out. But I do want to say a massive thank you to everybody who has worked so hard for the last 4 years to make this race happen. To our incredible sponsors, Medallia and Aspen, to all of our partners, our technical partners, our personal partners, everyone who's put a name inside the boat, everyone who helped out, volunteered, came to fundraising events. because we've all put so much in to making this race happen. And I'm so sorry that it's ended this way. It's not the end. Never is the end. And, you know, I hope that by the time I get to the shore, we'll have a really good plan for how to get Medallia sailing again and get back to Europe and then get back on the racetrack in 2025. But I want to thank you all for your incredible support and encouragement and for following the race this far. And to all the other competitors out there, stay safe, finish the race, and I'm really, really going to miss the other half of the world with you guys.
Absolutely amazing audio there from Pip Hare. You can hear the frustration and just the absolute heartbreak in her voice. You can hear her craft sort of twisting around there. Four knots, 700 miles from land. Patty Mangan, I'll bring you in, because as I look to the standings right now, 11th, 12th, and 13th place, all women: Justine Metro from Switzerland, Clarisse Creme from France, and Samantha Davis from the UK. And this isn't a lark anymore. It's like, oh, there's a token woman. The women are there, and they are represented in a very robust way, aren't they?
They are, and they are the very best. And of course, this is solo racing with no support. So this is really, bringing out the bravado and the skill and the and the desire to compete at this level and for whatever personal reasons they might have. The fact that they happen to be within range of each other at this time is really just a matter of possible similar boat designs and similar strategies, and or, it'll be interesting to hear from them, to listen to what they have to say about their part in the race right now.
So, Karen, when you look in the standings and you see Pip Hare, Medallia, abandoned, I mean, like you were saying before, she's been on this show many times and you consider her a friend. How does your heart go out to her in this case now?
Oh, it's hard to sleep. I really feel connected to these sailors, having met them, and in Pip's case, having given her a hug and talked about things of food and language and all other things not related to sailing around this. I wanted to just share just for a moment what dismasting means. If you think about a sail that is up in the wind and a boat that's traveling like 35 knots, what happens is that boat is like a wing, and when the mast breaks, then you have the whole sail to deal with, because the sail starts flopping around in the wind, and there's a boom at the bottom of it, and it hits things. And so it's just a real, it's a real dangerous situation for someone to handle. And so I just want to give kudos to her. She is on this boat alone in the middle of the ocean and handling this situation and now sailing to safety. That's an amazing accomplishment just right there. I mean, she should win a prize for just being able to survive this.
Well, the bravery is amazing. And Patty, I don't think you can properly test this stuff. Everything is so light and fiberglass, and you want to make sure that you're not weighted down. But on the other hand, whatever type of lab cannot put you through the type of punishment that these craft have taken, especially this time of year, right around Antarctica, you just never know with your equipment, do you?
Well, some of these boats are actually quite, they're older style. They are on, some of them are quite, I would say heavy, but they are different brands of boats, different designs are handled going upwind and downwind very differently. And they do take a punishment, but they're designed very much to just skim the water and and you know, I don't know, gobble up the wind between nature and man. It's an amazing symbiotic relationship. And when you catch the wind just right, the thrill is incredibly, it's even for the amateur, the thrill is a breathtaking.
And Karen, we do have a little happy holidays message from the South Pacific, but before we go to that, we have about a minute. And my question is, when you say Pip Hale sails to safety, she's not really sailing. Does she have an inboard motor? Do you have oars?
No, she's actually sailing. She's taken a part of the mast and jury-rigged a mast at the front of the boat and put up a sail. And so she's at 4 knots sailing to safety right now. And, our next excerpt, just as I was waiting to come on and talk to you on the show, I received a message from Samantha Davies, whom I also met when I was in Paris, and she, last Vendée Globe, she had to abandon the race because of hitting something, and she continued to sail the whole course, even though she wasn't in the race, for a charity, and now I think she's in, she's one of those that we just mentioned, yeah. In the top, the top teens of this race, and so she sends us a Christmas greeting from, the Vendée Globe. It's just really good to hear her voice as well.
Karen Lyle and Patty Magan from SailSportTalk.com, thank you for your time, and let's go to Samantha Davis right now.
Happy Christmas, everybody, from Initiative Care in the middle of the South Pacific Ocean. A little bit different Christmas this year. Hope you're all having a nice day, whether you're with your family, friends, or if you're on your own like me. I hope your day goes well. Wishing everything good for you for the next year. All is good here. We're going really fast. Direction Cape Horn, the wind's building. It's not quite Christmas yet here, so I'm going to open my presents tomorrow. I'm a little bit behind behind European time right now. A big thank you to everybody as well for all the support, all the messages, and especially the support for the charity has helped save the kids' lives. It's just great to see how many people are behind me and how many people are encouraging me, making it around the world and saving kids' lives. Happy Christmas, everybody!